Yes. Let's read the Gemara together. Dav Gemara on the days. We have a braisa that was quoted that began on Dav Gemara mid Aleph, listing, as we saw, 10 things, 10 halachos that are dependent on the shear of Arba Amos or Arba Amos. Now the Gemara is going to explain it, the basis and the marker for each of these halachos. What were the 10 halachos? Just remind ourselves. Halacha number 1 of mezuzah, less than arba amos by arba amos, patur min mezuzah, min amayka, enem metame ben negayim, enem nechad b'batei arichoma, in terms of you have only a year to redeem it, and then it stays by the lokeach, and then you not go back from the front lines in battle. Those 5 are halachos d'oraisa. Then you have 3 halachos connected to Erevin. In Ma'arvinbo, that means to in terms of asking the others and being and participating, that you have to participate in the Erev Chatzeros. Mishtatfinbo is what's called Shitufi Mubos. Rashi explained all of this on the Braisa. In other words, to be able to carry in the Mavui, you have to have the Chatzeros be Mishtatif with either Pas or Yayim. In Manichem Ba'erev, you cannot use a house less than Dal Dal to put the Erev Chaseris in. Those are 3 halachas of Erev. And then we had 2 more. One had to do with Erev Tchumin, to create a unity between cities, that you can start counting Alpayim Amma from outside of that. So now we have the halacha that if it's within a certain amount, a distance, if you have this bayis, it has to be Dal 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 in order to be able to combine the cities. And that was the 9th halacha. And the last halacha has to do with Achen and Shutfin being cholek. We'll see again what this will mean. Rashi says the Sakedaitach is in order to divide the chatzah. You have to have big enough chatzah. It has to be Dalet al Dalet. The Gemara brought all this in because of the issue of Rebbe and those who argue on Rebbe, whether Sukkah has to be Dalet al Dalet. If Rebbe holds, or it can be even Zayin al Zayin or Vav al Vav, which is Bishamei Besos Shita. The Gemara says that no, even if you hold like the Rabbanan, that Sukkah can be less than Dalet al Dalet, but that's a special din by Sukkah, which is Diras Arai, but Bayis is Diras Keva. That was what Gemara mentioned. Now we're going to explain this Braisa, and then eventually we'll go back, of course, to the Inyanim of Sukkah. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar. So we had here in the Braisa, Pata min ha-Mezuzah, min ha-Maikam, v'im etam v'nigoyim, v'ein nachad b'tei rechoma, v'ein chosnov mi'orchei mulchoma. So those are the first 5 that were mentioned in the list. So what's the basis for why it has to be Dalet al Dalet for these 5 halachas? My taima, the bayis ksiv b'hu b'kul. All these 5 halachos, the Torah mentions the word bayis, and bayis therefore has to be chazir adira, which is considered a bayis of Dalet al Dalet amis. Rashi explains, where do you find the word bayis by these cases? Zok Rashi, kul bayis ksiv b'hu, mezuzah speisecha, that's mezuzah. Kisiv ne bayis chadash, that was a din of Micah. So it's part of a Micah. We discussed before, last year, we discussed what about the other part of the Pasuk, Osasindam Vesacha, what about the Lav. Okay, we had different ways to explain that. Al Kol Panim, that's the Ptur for Micah, Bayis Chadosh. By Osasindam, we said Vesacha is Lav Dafka. So you have to know what about the Lav. Uva Shalom HaBayis, this is by Nigei Batim. Person that the house had a nega has to come tell the Kohen about it. So again, this is bias. Ki imkar beis Moshe v'yachoma, that's if you sell a house in a walled city, that's the halacha that it's nachlat after a year. This is bias. And then ochim olchama shebana bias chadash. That's the case. V'locha nachal yech v'yashav l'veso. That's the 5 that we started with. Continues the Gemara. V'ein ma'arvin bo, ve'im mishtatfin bo, ve'im manichim bo erev. Why is that? My taima d'lo chazir adira. See, these are dinan d'rabbanan. This is not about a statement of bias. It's not about having the Torah right bias. It's a dinan d'rabbanan. But it's about chazir adira. If something is not fit for dira, then you can't use it. It doesn't go into the dinim of erev, nor shitufi muvos. And that's why we have the next 3 halachas. Rashi explains, "Hachi gasinan ein ma'arvin bo, ein mishtatfin bo, ein manichim bo erev de lochazi gadira." Okay, then we have the Gemara's diuk. Let's go with the Gemara first. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara is Medaik. Eruvi chadseros e manichin bo, avo shituf manichin bo. So it's mashma from the Braisa that, what does it say? You cannot put the Eruvi chadseros in a bias that's less than Dalet al Dalet. Right? That's e manichin bo eruv. But what about the place to put the shitufim mavos? Remember, they're two different inyanim. The Eruv HaChatzeros is to be matir, tiltil, in the what? In the chatz. So all the batim have to be mishtatif together to put bread in one of the houses, and that allows them, even though it's technically just a yachin midaraisa, but since they're separate houses, so in that way it's Rabban and Rabban are viewing this in some way as carrying. It can require that we have to join all the houses together as if they're living everyone else's house, so it's like one joint chatzar, and that's what the Chum require to justify carrying in the chatzar. That's called Eruv Chatzeros. Shitufim Mavos means that the chatzeros are mishtatev in order to allow you to carry where? In the mavui. And that is halacha, you can be pas or yai. So it doesn't say in the Braisa that you can't place the what is used for the shitufim mavos in a house that's less than Dalet al Dalet. Sounds like you could. So that's the deal of the Gemara. Eruv chatzeros in manichin bo, avoshitu manichin bo. So why is that? My time. Why should it be that as far as shitufim mavos, it's okay to use a house that's less than Dalet al Dalet? The logara michatzer shebemavui. Because placing it in a house less than Dalet al Dalet is no worse than putting it in the chatzer itself, which is not a house at all. And how do we know that that's good enough for shitufim mavos? It can be in the chatzer, doesn't be in a house at all. The Tanan, or I think maybe they changed it, the Sanya possibly, Eruvi chatzeros b'chatzer, shitufim mavui b'mavui. So what does it say? That the Eruvi chatzeros, literally, the Eruvi chatzeros in the chatzer, shituf mavui is in the mavui. But the Gemara asks, the Gemara explains, but we asked on this, how could that be taken literally? Eruvi chatzeros b'chatzer? Are you telling me Eruvi chatzeros are placed in the chatzer v'hatnan? Or again, maybe Basanya, again, I don't know what they're magia here. Maybe this one with both? What?
Just the first one.
Okay, v'hatnan, okay, that gives a mishnah that hanosen eruvah b'beis shar achsada umerpeses eno eruv v'hadar sham eno oser. If you place the eruv in Beis Shar is a little house that's in front of the house. It's in front of the main house. Achsadra, Rashi gives you Barichas Lusimsi. Achsadra is again, it's not mamish a house. It's open. It's an open area of a porch. Perpesis is again a porch that's on the second floor. Again, Rashi will give us all the details, but the point is, it's an open area outdoors. All those cases, it's not going to work. Ain't no eruv. It has to be an enclosed area. And therefore, you couldn't tell me that Eruvi Chatzeros HaBechatzer. The Adar Sham, if somebody is living in one of the above, Beis Shar is used for a Shomer, a Watchman, and Repeses, and Achsadra, someone's living there, Eina Oser. In other words, they don't create a problem for anyone else. If everyone else that's living in a house has done what they should do to create the proper Eruv, then this person's not participating, doesn't spoil it for anybody, because that's not called a Dira. So meanwhile, what do you see? The kasha is from what we said initially, that putting it in the outdoor area is obviously not going to work. So how could you explain what it says, Eruv Chatzeros b'chatzer? The answer is, and we explain, Ela Eima, Eruv Chatzeros b'bayis shebechatzer. You have to explain it, read it as if it would say that you put it in the bayis of the chatzer. And then what does it say a minute later? V'shitufei mavos. So then you have to read that as saying not b'mavoi, but b'chatzer shebemavoi. In other words, it's the next thing within the larger area. So you say b'mavoi means b'chatzer shebemavoi, just like when it says b'chatzer means b'bayis shebechatzer. So what do we see now? The furish there in the Mishnah, that we fixed up the Lashon Mishnah, that when it comes to shituf mavos, it's obviously kasher to be in the chatzer. And therefore, the more therefore reiterates, and therefore being in a house, less than dar adav, v'hai go gora mi'chatzer shebemavoi. And therefore, putting in a house less than Dalet al Dalet is no worse than Chatzer Shebemavui. Let's see the rationale on this point. So this is the Indian, the Deek of the Gemara, as far as that you can maniach Shituf Mavos in the house less than Dal Hodal, you just can't be maniach the Eruv Chatzeres in such a house. Okay, Hachi Gassin again in the Rashi. Hachi Gassin im Arvin ve'im Mishtatvin bo ve'im Manichin bo Eruv de'lo Chazir Adira. And then the Gemara asks Eruv Chatzeres im Manichin bo v'achduv z'lo v'mbinin bo, and so on. Explains Rashi, de lo chazir adira. So what is the Gemara saying? That you cannot use a house less than dal hodalad for these halachos of Erevin or shituf mavos in terms of asering, and also as far as placing it in such a house. De lo chazir adira, what does dira have to do with it? The time of the Ereva, the whole reasoning behind Erev, Rebbe Chatzeros, mitfarsh be'ervin mishum dira. This we'll have to see in Tosfos Amud Aleph. There really is another opinion in the Gemara, in Erevin, that Erev Mishum Kinyan. So we'll have to see. Rashi doesn't recognize such a shita. Rashi just says, Erev Mishum Dira. Rashi here, Rashi in Erevin as well. Which means, the bayis shenosin bo hapas, how does Erev work to allow carrying in the chatzar? The bayis shenosin bo hapas shel Erev, so it was one house that the pas that everyone participated in, that was mishtatef in, is the basket with the pas is placed in that house. It's now viewed as if everybody is living in that house. The nimtzeis kol chatzer mishtameshes l'bayis echad. So now the chatzer is now serving that one house. Yet Rashi doesn't explain, so how does it help for the other houses? So this house everybody's living. What about the rest of the houses? The way the Rambam puts it, I think I gave you the Rambam in Perek Aleph Erevin, so the Rambam says, kishem, that if we're all living in this house, it's like we're all living in all the houses. Okay. So this is the mechanism of Erev. So it's all, Rashi goes, Erev Mishum Dira, so you're creating a sense of Dira. Where the bread is, that's where we're living. That's an extension of that's where we live, where we eat. Hilkach, Bais Deroy L'Dira Be'ina. So therefore it has to be a house that's Roy L'Dira. That means that the house that you place the pas in has to bear l'dira. And as far as having to give pas, it's the same thing. If you're not ready l'dira, then you're not part of the deal. You're not going to spoil it for anybody and not required to give. Upas nami inut sarachite. And a person living in such a house that's less than dal dal doesn't have to participate. Kivin du lo mikri dira. Ein hadar bo oser al b'nei chatzer. Shein rishu sakum. In other words, if you have X number of houses, everyone else gave pass and put it in one of the houses, and this person living in the house of less than Dal does not participate, no problem, he doesn't have to participate, nor does he spoil it for anybody else, and everyone else can carry, because his reshus does not count for anything since it's not Roy L'dira. Clear? So that is the din of Lo Chazir L'dira. What was the din of the Gemara? That what could you put in such a house? The Shitufei Mavos. And why is that? Because since we're going to show from the Mishnah that you could, in fact, place shitum vos in the chatzah, so lo gar mi chatzah. Rashi explains, lo gar mi chatzah she'ena mekura. Putting it in a house less than dal dal is no worse than placing it in a chatzah that has no roof. V'hai nami, so too here. Salei kekefo v'kiruyo k'misha'eno. You can imagine that you could just take everything with these extra walls and ceiling and imagine it wasn't there. And it's just an open area. An open area is also good when it comes to shituf mavos, that is. Nimsa shituf omid ba'avir al-chatzah. So if you, even though right now you're in cramped quarters, big deal. You can just imagine the walls and the ceiling doesn't exist. And it's totally open. If it's open, it's also good for the shituf, right? Utanan, again, changing it. The shituf nosin ba'avir ha'chatzer mishum de'e. And why is this? Why is this so? Now Rashi is going to give an explanation. Why is it that shituf is good enough to be in the chatzer outdoors, and eruv chatzeros has to be in a house? What's the difference? Says Rashi, the shituf nosin ba'avir mishum de'eruv ha'chatzer with siruf habatimu. What's the purpose of eruv ha'chatzer? To combine the houses into one. Lios kulam kedar mevayisachet. To consider as if everyone is living in one house. That's why you need to have a house. It can't be outdoors, it has to be a house, and it has to be a house, of course, it's Roy L'dira. However, the Shitof HaMavoy, on the other hand, what are we trying to combine over here? what are we combining the Shita of a Mavui? Eino elo letzarif what? In order to justify everyone from the Chatzeros to be able to carry in the Mavui, in the Mavui. So eino letzarif v'chatzeros v'chatzeros who have diran in them. This is not about a diran. This is about accessing the Mavui to go out through the Mavui to Rishos Aravim. Hilkach lo bayi diran. Elo b'avir shel chatzedayo. All you need is that it has to be, it could be in the chatzer airspace. It has to be in a case that's secure. And what would it accomplish? It's as if everyone is using everyone else's chatzer. It's like the chatzeros are all joined together. So you're creating as if it were one joint chatzer. So it's fine to put it in the chatzer. Rashi says it was a gersa that Rashi says we shouldn't have. Mi minta lo gasinan. That was what was this gear said that the kasha was how could it be that you could put the eruv of the eruv in the chatzer? What mi minta? What is our gear instead? What? Because the Mishnah said you can't do it, but the other gear was mi minta. Rashi says that's not correct gersa. Dimishim tirusa, if it's based on that, tavare tirusa bo, that even shittim avos needs secure also. We need a place that's minta. So that couldn't be the kasha. The old, furthermore, the bechatsa minta, it is minta. No, it's not minta. It's in the chatsa, but it could be in a kli. It's minta bekli. And therefore, that was never the kasha, mi minta. Me'er of parach, the kasha was from Erev Dubai based dira, kidimuchachu kaman, yeah. The Ritva says that maybe there was a way to work out the gear, so then maybe you need a greater mintar when it comes to Erev than by Mavli. But Rashi says you're not goris then. Elochi gasinon, what should be the girsa? Eruvi chatseros bechatser. Aye, how could it be? But nan, here it's Mishnah, hanos nes eruvo, eruv hagavo mibate achatser. And they put it where? They collected the eruv from the various houses, the homes. Vinasno bebeis shah. What is beis shah? Hainu. Bayis katan shilofnei shah achatser. So it's a small little house. The watchman used to be there in front of the gate of the chatsa, only the fnimon bechotzi, in front or before, within or outside the shomer pesach yoshev sham. That's called a beis shar. Watch nachsadrach shelofnei abayis, like a column, an area, like a porch right in front of the house. Watch mirpesach, it's already a second floor. Aliyah aruka, you have a second story. Al pnei chatsa, along the dimensions of the chatsa. Or al-pnei b'shus ha-rabim. Ubab sachim harbe. You have a lot of entrances. Lofim mechitzo sel coin, however many walls you have there. Divisions. Vidiyurin. Different people are living in the different, within each apartment, you'd say. Vidiyurin b'cholachadachad. The people living in each one. But what do you have there? If you go out of your house, out of your door, where are you? You're on this porch, which is alongside the second story. Right? Second story of the house. Right? Different doors going to different houses, right? You can imagine like the townhouses, right? But the second floor. So you go out of your house, you're not in Rishus Rav yet. You're on this joint mirpesis, which everybody would be on, when you go out of their door. V'osin mirpesis aruka lefnei apsachim, in front of all these doors, ka'orach aliyah, according to the length of the second story. The kun olim, how you get up there? The kun olim b'sulam echad mirpesis. If every individual wants to go to, Reuven wants to go to his house, Shimon to his house, so they have to go up the ladder. Then when you find yourself there on the top of the ladder, then you're on this joint mirpesis. Then from there you go into your respective house. The olim b'sukum b'sulam echad mirpesis, the derech mirpesis, nechnasim yotzim kulam. So everyone has to access the rishus rabim through this mirpesis. If you mirpesis is whatever it is in old French, and sulam is what it is. So what is the point if you put the Eruv not in the Bais, but in the Beis Shar, or in the Achsadra, or the Mirpeses? Does it count? No. That doesn't count. Eino Eruv. Why not? The L'chazi L'dira. Why is L'chazi L'dira? Shekol Hayot Tzei B'nichnas. Over 11. Everyone's going past it. It's not where you live. It's public. So what does it mean, therefore? So we have to reinterpret what the words of the Mishnah. El Hachikama. Eruv bechatzeros, bebayis shebechatzer, not bechatzer. That can't be. Bebayis shebechatzer. Bahay bechatzer diktani, when it says bechatzer, la be'avira, not in the airspace of the chatzer. Ella be'echad abotim shebon, one of the houses of the chatzer. And what would, as opposed to what? La fuki bayis shebechatzer acheres. That's one of the houses of this chatzer, not some other chatzer. She'ein mitzarfen. That wouldn't be mitzarfen houses of this chatzar. He has to pick a house of this, from this chatzar. And the next part of the Mishnah, the shitufim mavos tiktani b'mavoi, what would that mean? Hachinami kamar. What does it mean, b'mavoi? Ba'achas ha-chatzeros she b'mavoi. One of the chatzeros, they go out to this mavoi that leads to Rishas Arabim. As opposed to what? L'afuke chatzar she b'mavoi acheres. You can't use a chatzar, a different mavoi. You have to use a chatzar, one of the chatzeros from this mavoi. Okay, so what's the bottom line? So why is it good enough to put the shituf in a house less than Dalet al Dalet? Because lo gara from that, it's entitled gara from chatzar she b'mavoi. And Rashi adds, what point, what svara? Saleh ke kefo v'kiruya. So I had to look at, take a look. The Bir Halacha brings interesting psak, and he argues on it. He brings a sefer, I think it's a sefer he's quoting, because of the Tosfos Shabbos, it's a sefer. Nachron. This is the halacha that's brought in Hilchos Erevin. You can see here in the top in the machaber, it's going around. Yeah. Ein manichin also b'chatzer al bebayis shiroi ledira. Right. You cannot put the erev chatzeros in the chatzer. This is the psak halacha that we just read in the Gemara. But rather bebayis shiroi ledira lafuke beishar achsadra umerpeses. Okay, and what else? But Sarach Shehebo, Dalet Amos, or Dalet Amos? Fine. So here he brings, the Bir Halacha brings from a Sefer Tosfos Shabbos. What about the following? Let's see if you leave it in a house, but in a room of a house. But that room has a lot of sheetrock walls, and you have a space, which is less than Dalet al Dalet. Because of the Tosfos Shabbos, the macheder katan hu b'tocheder gadol. If you have a small room, I don't know, if it's a closet or whatever, within a large room. But the small room doesn't have dalet al dalet. But if you wish away the walls, so you have a dalet al dalet. But you're putting it in a room which right now the space that it's actually in, which it's enclosed by, is a space that encloses that's not Dalet al Dalet. What would you say? So again, what do we have in our Gemara? If you put it, if we have an argument when it comes to Shitufim Mavos, that you can put in a house less than Dalet al Dalet, because we can say Saleh Kiruyo, the Kefo, and imagine it was outdoors, and it could be like a Chatzar she b'mavoi. So do we use the same trick by Ruvi Chatzeros if it's a Cheder cut and B'toh Cheder Gadol? You hear the Shaila, right? So that's what he brings that should be working. So, okay, why? Why the Saleh Kefa Katan? Imagine the inner walls where it's right now contained are gone, and it's not in the outdoors. Here it could be in the outdoors. Eva Chatzeros has to be indoors. But good, just get rid of the inner walls and you have the outer walls. Where do I find such an idea? That's the halach that we just read in our Gemara. Because of the Huadin, another example, the small area opens up to a larger room, so that we find by minyan, by asara, that's enough to be considered like everyone is in one place for tzirif of a minyan. As havi kihu keren zavis to a gadol kihu munach b'toch a gadol kena he del elsem nunhei lenin sir fasar. Ayin shabbatos of Shabbos. This is what he brings as a halacha. This first halacha, says the Mishnah Berura, Bir Halacha, maybe you can disagree with. L'dayti, dina kamaisa in a muchrach. What was the case? You put the Erev Chatzeros, the pas, in a small room, which is not dalet al dalet, but then if you get rid of these walls, you'd have the outer enclosure, which is Dalet al Dalet, and it's indoors. Then he says, "Ein amuchrach." Why? The ad kan lo em. Because what are we working off of? Off of the yisod of saleh kiruyo v'hakef, which is Rashi here. The ad kan lo kasev Rashi hasam the saleh hakef el mishum the svarahu the logari lamnosa the shusha asam machitzos. Having the walls doesn't make anything worse. Mishum the avir achatzer od gara. Because having it in the airspace of the chatzah is even worse. And that's the Gemara's washa, the logar mechatzah. Mash'ekin hacha de be'inan bayis to roi ledira. What are you going to say? Imagine it's not there. But lamaisa, is a roi ledira where it is? How could it be worse? The Vadigare, it is. The Lu had fun as Hayimun Achman Mokam Roy Ladira. The Ashavach Niso, the Motok Machitza, she yef Shalad the Beb, it's Orchim Lemaisa. Because, you know, he said it, he brings it from Sakh Magadol. But Lemaisa and Svara, he says, Lechur, it's not just a simple thing, well, imagine it doesn't exist. The Pshat is that you don't need any Machitzas. So it's no worse than if you had no Machitzas. Whereas here, the mice, it's not it, here, you need the condition, the Raya Ladira. See, he was learning, the Tosef Shabbos was learning that Sarei Kiruya is always the rule, you can just do it. Imagine the walls, inner walls are not there, and then I'm left with what's outside. And he's tiny, no, it's not as simple as that. It's because there, it's not a function of Dira, it's a function of just, it's Minta in whatever way, the Chatzar, and therefore it's no worse than having it outdoors. It's interesting Indian. Okay. It's not our Indian so much, but just Amar Mokum. Okay. Let's see the next two halachas. So we have so far eight halachas that we saw. The first five is based on what Indian? Based on the first five? Bais. Bais means bais of Dira. These other three, it's not about bais. It's not a din bais, the etzem, it doesn't say bais anywhere. It's a din of chazi ledira. So chazi ledira means it has to be that you only aser on the bnei pharaohs and the bnei on the batim, and you can only be a place to contain the eruv if you're chazi ledira. Now we have two more halachas. Says the Gemara, what's the next halacha? The in osin oso ibur bein shtei ayaros. So this the siyah ol arichas and tosis more the details, but Rashi laid out for us that the shear of kuf mem ama ushlish, if you have that distance, but you have swallowed up within this, you have these, this house, less than Dalet al Dalet, that's enough to allow the two cities to be merged, and therefore the Alpay Mama will be only from the outskirts of the two cities now, which have become what? But if it's not Dalet al Dalet, then it won't count, and therefore you're stuck, and therefore you have separate things, and then they're not considered one, you have to start counting from the outskirts of each individual city. Yeah. So what's the chiddush over here? Says Gemara, the afil kiborginin lo mashvinan le. It won't even count as borginin. What a borginin! Rashi says tzrif she'osim min arava. It's like a very flimsy type of a hut. Arava bekanim weeds l'shomrei peros for people who guard the fruit. Or it's ayadi ofos, people who are hunting birds. Now, borginin is it's not really a bais at all. It's just for the person to stay there. Maybe he'll stay there overnight, but it's not really a dira, so to speak. And yet, borginin works for tziruf for erev tchumen. So, what's the chiddush? That here, if you have a bais that's not dalet amos, it won't even be as good as borginin. Now the question is, why should that be? Why is it worse than borginin? My time. Borginin chazu l'milsayu. Borginin are good for what they're good for what it's meant to be, for what it's designed to be. It serves its purpose perfectly. The high lo chazu l'milsayu. In other words, there is a problem. Because here it's designed to be a house and it fails to test it being a house because it's not proper dira. Borginin is only meant to be a place for one night, for the shomer to be one night. So there, he has that. So therefore, to be counted as a borginin to serve its purpose can create a tziruf for tchumen. But for a bias, it's got to be a bias that's fit to be a bias. Beis dira. Rashi says, l'musayu means l'linas laylo adam echad. For one person, that's all it is. It's a one-person little area for him to be overnight, to be the guard. The kobais are the dearest kevatamid, not just for one person for one night, for people to live on a regular basis. And less than doubt of doubt, it's not a normal type of situation to live on a regular basis. So it comes out that this ninth halacha, you couldn't use the first two svaras anymore. You couldn't use the halacha bais, that's a din deraisa when it says bais. You couldn't even use, and for tchumen, I mean, it's, and you couldn't use the svar v'chazi l'dira. seemingly, because again, Borgenin is also not Chazir Adira. So you couldn't just say it's not Chazir Adira. Another answer is no, but it doesn't even function for what it's supposed to function for. And therefore it can't create the tziruf of the cities. So that's halacha number 9. What's the final halacha? Let's just do that and we'll come back. Says the Gemara, what is the last halacha? Ve'ena achin v'ashutin chokin bo. So if you have a chalukah of brothers who yorish an estate, shutfin want to break up their partnership, and you have a bias lesson tal al dal, there's no basis for chalukah. So the Gemara is assuming, what does it mean? As Rashi said in the beginning of the Amud, that kasagadaita, we're talking about you cannot force the other one to dissolve the partnership, to separate. In fact, the Gemara, it's only because there's no dal al dal, and then if you had dal al dal altogether, you could. In fact, the Gemara, taima, if you have Dalet Amos in total, you can force the other one to divide everything. But nan ein chokin es achatzer atchi heba ab amos lozeh ba ab amos lozeh. You see from this Mishnah that you have to have 4 amos for each in order to force a chalukah. And here it's mashmah 4 amos total is enough, so that can't be. Ela ema nupshat. Not the way we thought, as Rashi says in the beginning of the Omer Kasaga Daita, Chanupshan, and what it means here. Ele'ema ein bo din chalukah kechatzin. A house that's less than Dal al Dalet will not have the din chalukah of a chatzir that would normally be based on how many houses are going into this chatzir. And this house is not going to count for anything. And what does that mean? What might, practically speaking, the Omer of Huna? Chatzir fi psacheha mischalekes. When you divide a chatzer, so you do it proportionate to how many psachim of batim are in this chatzer. That means that if a person, depending on how many entrances there are to houses, that's how much of a proportion he gets in the chatzer. That's how it's divided. Rav Chisda Omar, not quite that much. Rather, nosin chol pesach, pesach arba amos. Each pesach gets arba amos. So someone has more psachim will get more of the original arba amos, kineged pesach. V'asher chol knosu b'shavim. So then whatever's left will be divided equally. So all of this, so Bein Rav Huna, Bein Rav Chisda, though, it's important to know how many psachim are going into this chatzin. Because according to Rav Huna, that's going to make all the difference in terms of the actual percentage. According to Rav Chisda, it's going to mean before you start dividing equally, first get your Dalet Amos per Pesach. So what about this excuse for a house, right? Less than Dalet al Dalet, but it has a Pesach. So what would you say now? So says Gemara, he doesn't count for anything. So what does that mean? He's out of luck. So according to Rav Huna, how much will we get in the chatzer? How much? According to Rav Huna, how much will we get in the chatzer? Zero. Okay. According to Rav Chisda, so whatever's left after you divide the psachim of everybody who has a pesach. And what's the svara here? Now here already, you can't go with anything we said until now. What do we say until now? Vayis ksivbe, nothing to do with Vayis ksivbe. Roy Ladira, he's living there. He's living there. He should be entitled. He's living there. So that's not going to be the problem. What's the problem? Something else. Tahani mili vayis dilemehevi koyin. It's only a house that's going to stay there. Then yahiv nalei chatz. Then we give him chatzer, however, whichever shita it is, based on the fact that the bayis is going to stay. So we see it as operational. Hi, the Mr. Koy and Usva. This bayis, which is as good as demolished, it's not going to remain. It's going to basically, it's sooner or later, going to have to be boarded up and demolished because it's not something that's going to ultimately remain in a state like this. Right now he's living there, the Seder, but it's not. It's a Mr. Kite. It's all made to be demolished. So it's a new svar. Functionally, right now, he uses it. But that's still not good enough to entitle him in the chatzah because of Mr. Kite. Let's see Rashi here. Hachi kamar. Ein bo din chaluka kechatzah. Or bechatzah. Mal din chaluka. So here already, two possibilities. Kid Rav Huna v'Rav Chisda. So what did Rav Huna say? Chatzer mischalekes l'fi psacheha. Chatzer shahayu batim psuchim la. There are various houses opening to the chatzer. V'chalkua shnei achin beineya. Two brothers dividing the chatzer between them. They're dividing the state of the father, I guess. Zen Natal Shlosha Batim Tanim. So this brother, Reuven, he has three small houses. Then Zen Natal Kinegdan Bayis Gadol. Because that's the figure. You get one big house, I get three small houses. Now they can divide the chatzer. So in Bo, Lechalek Avira Shel Chatzer. So according to Avuna, Zen Shel Natal Shlosha Batim Aktanim, Noto Shnei Chalokim Kiminyan Shlosha Psachim. He'll get three portions, 75% of the chatzah, because he has three entrances, and the chatzah is meant to serve the access of the batim. So therefore, he'll get three quarters of the chatzah. There's then no tovia. Why is that? The whole function of the chatzah is to be able to go through, going out of the house, into the house. You bring your packages in, the amount of psachim that you have is the proportion of the stake that you have in the chatzah when you divide it up. Chizur says, not quite. Ein tzarach litim l'chol pesach, ela dalet amos kenegdan, opposite mina pesach v'hola. In other words, amount of the chatzah facing whoever big the pesach is, four amos out, v'rochman kerochav ha-pesach. In other words, the width is the same as the pesach, and the length extending into the chatzah is four amos for each pesach. Bafili rach of Yud Amos. No to Dalet Amos b'meshach. U'kineged kol rachbo. Why do you need that much? Lefarek maso, because that's the point, that you want to unload right in front of your house, unloading zone. Now, what about this bayis? U'bayis katan zeh. This small house, hapachas midalid, ein lepischo din chaluka, lito b'chatzer, lo kiravuna v'lo kirav chizda. So he has no stake in the chatzar at all, according to the Pesach. Why is that? Dahani mili the shakel v'chel b'chatzar bayis de lemehavikai u'mibay le'chatzar farak masal. But here it's a mistakai, so you're not entitled to get unloading. Your house is going to be demolished, so you have no stake to get whichever sheet it is in the chatzar. Okay, that's the last halach is like a different inyan than the other halachas. The other halachas are based on dira, based on bais, based on even whether it's functional for itself. This is halacha lemistakai, and that's a different inyan, but it gets brought into the bais as the tenth halach.
Are we saying that for Rav Chisda, that a bais plus a daladal will still get any portion in the chatzar?
Coin of Chisda will get nothing in the chatzar.
So
according to everybody, no, according to Rav Chisda, you get nothing. No, according to Rav Chisda, coin of Chisda you'll get. You won't know. After the Pesachim, everyone has a Pesach of a legitimate house, will get Dalet Amos. And only after that do you divide equally and he'll get proportionate to whatever he have a number of people there are. According to Rav Huna, you'll get nothing.
Why can't you say even according to Rav Chisda, even after Dalet Amos, it'll still only get...
No, because Rav Chisda says that the issue of dividing the Chatzar is not just about the Pesachim. Unloading is a valid reason to get separate before we divide the rest of the chatzar. Good, but now there's also space of the chatzar. I'm living here now. I can get my share in the chatzar, but only after everyone gets their unloading area. But you don't get unloading area because your house is not going to be remaining, so you're not going to get an area to unload for your packages. But he'll get whatever he'll get in his share in the chatzar after that.
You can't say that even for a chist in his house, it's like it's not a house. So even
doesn't say that in the Gemara. Doesn't say that. Rashi says lo krav lo krav chizda, meaning that which the Pesach should give you, l'rav huna, your shir in the chatzar, l'rav chizda, dalet amos kineged Pesach, that you won't get. So according to chizda, if you're not going to get that, but you'll get whatever's afterward. Yeah. Okay, I gave you a very interesting gra. I say it's a gra because Yerushalmi doesn't have to be interpreted as the gra does, but there's Yerushalmi that the gra is commenting on. So the inyan that we have here is also Tosus. We're going to see Mitzvah tomorrow. Tosus already mentions that the Yerushalmi discusses this inyan also. Yerushalmi mentions other dinim as well that are totally in a house of Dalet al Dalet. Tosus mentions that halacha is that the tevel is only mischayev b'maisa when it's ro'ah p'nei habayis. That means that it has to, before it gets brought to the house, there's no iser, say, to snack from it, even though it's tevel. So what kind of a house are we talking about? Also, halacha dalet al dalet, that doesn't get mentioned here, other things that are mentioned here, not mentioned in the Yerushalmi. So the reason why it's a maisis is because of that halacha, of ro'ah p'nei habayis. The Gra has a comment, shot in the Yerushalmi, and I just think it's easier to use the Shnos Elio, but it's the Gra on the Yerushalmi, in the back of the Yerushalmi, they have the Pira Gra, but it's the same thing as in the Shnos Elio and maisis. He quotes the Yerushalmi. Let me read you the Yerushalmi, you have it here in front of you in the Shnos Elio of the Gra. The question is the following. I mean, Lamaisa, you have Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. That's quoted in the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud. That Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayev Sukkah B'Mezuzah. That's one of the Nafgaminas that Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah is Diras Keva. That's what the Gemara is going to end up saying over there. Sukkah Shachag B'Chag. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Achachamim Potrim. The Gemara discusses this in Yuma because Dafka by Lishkas Talhedrin, which is the Kohen Gadol's room for the 7 days before Yom Kippur, Rav Yehuda seemed to say that it would not need mezuzah. The Gemara was wondering, how do you reconcile Rav Yehuda by Sukkah that it holds you need a mezuzah and a Sukkah, and Lishkas Talhedrin, Rav Yehuda holds that you didn't. That's how it comes in the Gemara Yuma. So the Gemara quotes of Yehuda's Shita that Sukkah Chag B'Chag Mechaye B'Mezuzah B'Chon in poetry. What else is mentioned there? Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Be'eruv U'Mezuzah U'Vemaisa. That Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that Sukkah Shchayev Be'Mezuzah, is also Nogeya Eruv. And Mezuzah U'Vemaisa. The Gemara on Amud Beis there says, Rav explains, basis of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is Sukkah diras keva be'inan u'machayva b'mezuzah Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa v'yidu tamei v'rabbanu tamayu da'ami sukkah diras arai be'inan v'lo machayva b'mezuzah. Rashi explains, where's Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei? What's it based on? Where's Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei? Where do you have to look for that? Sukkah da beis amid aleph, and also sukkah is ayin amid beis. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda that you can machshir a sukkah gavol mi esrim. They has to be keva in a ruuy yasus el mechitzas keva. So Rashi says hilchach bayis chashiva nami linya mezuzah. So sukkah, and this is what Abayis said also on Zayin amid beis, that there are 8 tanoim who holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. Rabbi Yehuda is one of them, and it's based on seemingly Rabbi Yehuda's Shita of Umar Mechav. We mentioned this Gemara. Now, the following interesting question, okay? Then we'll see the Yerushalmi. When Abaya listed 8 Shitas, 8 Tanoim, that Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. So Rabbi Yehuda was one of the Shitas because of Umar Mechav. But he also talked about Shiurim of the minimum size of Sukkah. So Abaya mentions, for example, Rebbe's Shita. Diras Keva, because what does Rebbe hold? The Sukkah has to be minimum how much? That's the beginning of our Gemara. Dalet al Dalet, Amos. That's what the Gemara thought, that all these Shitas about Bayis also is Rebbe. Gemara says, no. It could be that by Sukkah it can be even less. But Rebbe holds Sukkah has to be Dalet al Dalet. And Abaya pointed to Rebbe, says, you see, Rebbe holds Diras Keva because he needs Dalet al Dalet for Sukkah. But then Abaya also pointed to who else? To Beis Shammah. That Beis Shammah holds Diras Keva because Beis Shammah requires how much? Not just Rosh over Rubo, but Machzekes Rosh over Rubo Vishulchana. Meaning not just Vav al Vav, but Zayin al Zayin. This we discussed in the sugya we had before in Afkim and Aleph. So obviously they're not on the same page, but Yehuda and Beis Shammah disagree. But either way, you have a sheet of Diras Keva to what extent? In one way you have it in Rabbi Yehuda, in Rabbi Vadal al Dalit, in Bishamai, Zayin al Zayin. Now if I ask you, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold about that? Rabbi Yehuda holds Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan, Lamal Michaf is Kasher, and also Chayavis B'Mezuzah. What does Rabbi Yehuda require for the minimum Shir Sukkah? Am I lacking Rabbi Yehuda into Rebbe more than Beis Shammai? I don't think so. Why should I? There's a keva of Beis Shammai, Rosh of Shachano, there's a keva of Rebbe, of Daud Amos. Rabbi Yehuda has a keva as far as Esmah Melamalma and Mesim Kasher, and also to Machshav and Mezuzah. But as far as the minimum Shia Sukkah, L'chaira, I don't have any reason to assume that Rabbi Yehuda has to hold like Rebbe as opposed to Beis Shammai. He could say Beis Shammai and also hold Yeres Keva. But now the interesting question will be the following. So what about a Sukkah that Zayin al Zayin Tvachim, but less than Daled Amos? Which is, we're going to say, is a Kasher Sukkah. Does that Sukkah require a mezuzah alibad Rabbi Yehuda? Hear the shayla. So give me a svara. I can hear a svara that, yes. But wait a second. But the Gemara says, Bayis, less than Dalad al Dalad, is part of an mezuzah. So how can I say that? No, give me an argument that it should be chayav mezuzah. Yeah. Here, that's by a bias. That's by a bias. But this is a sukkah. Sukkah is its own terms. No? You hear? So, Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev sukkah b'mezuzah. If I assume a sukkah is kasha zayin al zayin, but a bias has to be dal al dal for chiyah mezuzah. But a sukkah, its keva is the sukkahs. So its keva, its kviyus, is even a zayin azayin. If you hold it, that's good enough for sukkah, for the shia sukkah, so that be chayav mezuzah. Dugma ledamar, the Rashash here brings, the Rashash is medayik from the Gemara, this is what I'll show you in a second, but the din he brings, quoted by Pisri Tshuva, Hilchas Mezuzah. Pisri Tshuva, the halacha is that a base shar is chayav mezuzah. The whole shah tells us later on, depends what type of a base shah. We have here a base shah, you can't put an Erev in the base shah. But base shah, Shulchan Aruch brings here, base shah is a sifches, in Reish Pei Vav in Yerdea. Base shah is a pasuch l'bayis l'chot v'chayiv. Here, also before, in Siv Zayin, base shah pasuch echad me'elu, if it's open to a bayis, chayavim. The Pisri Tshuva brings from the Sefer Chamudi Daniel that even though we say that a bias has to be dalad al dalad b'chay b'mezuzah, near a dafka base dira, sarach dafka sheib dalad amos or dalad amos. What's a base shar? A base shar is where the shomer lives. Beis Shar, Mepeses, Vegina, Afil, Lespo, Daud, Daud, Chayavin. That's what he brings from the Chamuy Daniel. The Rashash, and our Gemara is what's the Medayik this in the Gemara. Because what does the Gemara say? That what is worse than Burgenin? A Bais that's not Daud, Daud, worse than Burgenin. Why is Burgenin good enough to Mitzar of two cities? Because it's Chazi Lemil say. So the Rashash wants to say, Mizen Nirali, says Rashash, the base shah ha-pasuach l'bayis, the chaya b'mezuzah, afilu ein bo daud al daled dele milsei chazi. U'matzasikei b'pitzchit tshuva reish pei vav sifkat and test b'shem chamudin nil. What I just quoted for you. Okay, so he wants to be medayik from the Gemara, because the Gemara says, Borgnin's chazi u'milsei for the union of seir of cities. So the point is, a bias that's not daud al daled is not a bias, so it's part of the mezuzah. But a base shah, because you can argue it's counterintuitive, right? Mm-hmm. A base shah is called mezuzah, but it's better than a bias. A bias has to be dal al dal, but that's what Chamuy Daniel says. I mean, many argue on him. But he says that, yeah, a bias has to be dal al dal, because then, less than that, it's not a dira. But a base shah, which is the little hut in front of the bias, which is called mezuzah, does have to be dal al dal. So al derech zeh, I could argue. So Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a sukkah is chayev b'mezuzah, so even though by a bias in Nidalo Dalib, if a sukkah is kosher with a shear Zayin Tvam Zayin Tvachim. So for a sukkah, it's that's the kev of sukkah. That's the dira of sukkah. That's the bias, so to speak, of sukkah. So I could argue that a sukkah would be chayv and mezuzah for Yehuda even less than Dalo Dalib. Okay? But according to the Grod, I say according to the Grod, because it's not a Mefurish Yerushalmi, unless you take the Grod from Pshat and Yerushalmi. According to the Grod, Mefurish and Yerushalmi, not that. A second, Ari. Look at the Grod that he quotes. The Grod quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel of Maisrus, the Mishnais Maisrus. So it's talking about four, Amos also talks about four walls, and again, how do you read the Yerushalmi? That's the whole Shaila here. The Grod interprets the Yerushalmi as follows. The Grod quotes the following, and he explains it. V'chein ha'yeh Rabbi Yehuda. It says in the Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev. V'gabi meiser. V'chein ha'yeh Rabbi Yehuda mechayev b'mezuzah. And he says, Mestavra, Rabbi Yehuda mode l'ilein Rabbanan. Which Rabbanan? Pirish g'Rabbanan d'l'il, so Mishnah Vav. The baya dalit amis the dalit funis. With batsa mehachi lo machai be mezuzah. After havi hechsha sukkah. This the Rabbi Yehuda machai be mezuzah would have to be only by dalit al dalit. V'chein eno kaveh le maisros. So too, if it's not dalit al dalit, it's not kaveh le maisros either. The sukkah. Even if it's a kashra sukkah, in other words. Ilein rabbanan, Lo Yodin Rabbi Yehuda. They would disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, even if it was Dalada. Api Sheyesham Arba Amos, Abed Fanos, Shupatam in Amezuzah, Eno Tova Lamaisus. It doesn't create a Chiyuv, an Isser to eat of Roa Pnei Abayis, even though it is Dalada, because it's not considered a Keva. So what do they see in the Gra? The way he reads the Yerushalmi, that Rabbi Yehuda might be Machshir Sukkah, that's less than Dalada, but the Chiyuv Mezuzah would require Dalit al Dalit. It would not be any different than a Bais. Not the way we argue in the Svar. But now I ask you the following to contemplate. What else did Rabbi Yehuda talk about as far as the Sukkah? What do we quote in the Gemara Yuma? Rabbi Yehuda mechayev be Eruv ube Mezuzah ube Maiseh. Sukkah is achad bechag. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev mechamim potim. V'tani Allah. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev be'eruv u'b'mezuzah u'b'maisa. According to the Gemara, what did the Yerushalmi say? Rabbi Yehuda is molded that you need dalet dalet for what? For mezuzah and for maisa. That without dalet dalet, it's not chayev mezuzah and it's not tova l'maisa. Now what's left out? What's left out? Eruv. Can you be maniach an eruv? Can you be maniach an Eruv Chatzeros? According to Rabbi Yehuda, in a sukkah that is less than Dalet al Dalet. On this I don't have a Yerushalmi. Could anyone tell me why maybe it's different? Even if I grant the Yerushalmi, I grant the Gruf, Pshat the Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yehuda requires Dalet al Dalet for the Chiyuv Mezuzah and also for Maaser, but Eruv would be good enough, even if it's Zayin al-Zayin, assuming that's a kashra sukkah. Mamish, what we were saying from the sugya. What is the halacha of by Maiser based on? What's the halacha of Mezuzah based on? The first five dinim of the Braisa. Bayis ksiv ben. So Rabbi Yehuda has to acknowledge that it's not chayv Mezuzah, and it's not tolo for Maiser, but it's not a bayis. It's not a bayis. So I understand it's a kashra sukkah, and Tiras Keva, it's considered Tiras Keva, but it's not enough to be considered a bias to Mechai ben Mezuzah and Bitova Lemaisa. But what about the Halacha of Eruv? Why is it that he can't put an Eruv Chatzeres in a house less than Dalet al Dalet? Why? Zachazi Ledira. Yeah, but that's when we call about a Dira of a Kol Hashana. What are we talking about over here? A kind of a Dira. Dira of a Shiva. Dira of Shiva for Sukkos. A Dira of Shiva for Zayin al Zayin. It's called Dira. It's called enough to be called Dira of Sukkah. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda would agree that you could be Maniach and Erev in a Sukkah that's Zayin al Zayin. That we don't see in Yerushalmi differently. We were arguing that maybe even for Mezuzah it should be good enough to be good enough Mezuzah, less than Dalet al Dalet. But the Yerushalmi says otherwise, the way the Gemara interprets the Yerushalmi. But the Yerushalmi did not say anything about Erev. The Yerushalmi only talked about Meiser and about Mezuzah. So the way it comes out from the Gemara, Chazir Adira. So maybe Chazir Adira is good enough by Sukkah to be a Sukkah, Zayin or Zayin, so that you could be an Afgamina. Be an interesting Afgamina, that even though from Mezuzah we're going to assume that Yehuda would require Dal Al Dal by Sukkah as well, so too by Meiser. But when it comes to Erev in a Chinami, even Zayin Al Zayin would be good enough. Interesting implication. Ari, yeah.
Well, just for some clarity with Rishash, you said, wasn't exactly right, he said that based off of the fact that the Gemara says that Kurban works because it's really...
Right, that's by Truman, but he wanted to use that as a muscle. Just like the Gemara says that the Borgenin works because it's Chazil and Milsei. For Truman, and this house, there's no doubt, is not Chazil Milsei. So you see, the Chazil Milsei is enough to pass muster for the whatever the halach is. So he feels that would explain the Chamud Daniel, that you have a base shar doesn't need Dal Al Dal to be Chayav B'Mitzvah, even though Bayis does. But a base shar, for what its purpose is, it serves its purpose with less than Dal Al Dal. So we wanted to argue the same thing by Yehuda, by Yisukah.
Why does the Gemara then seem to bring it as a reason specifically for Yitzchak and not for...
No, because Borgenin is not going to be... No, Borgenin doesn't work for Erev.
It seems like Mezuzah, from the fact that the Gemara brings down that thought, because the Pesach says bias, and this is bias, and that's it. And by...
Okay.
It seems like there are different reasons. You just need a bias, and that's it.
Yeah,
and
I mean, that's the basic halacha. But the shayla is, can you allow for there to be something less? Because that type of a bias is its own standard. You're definitely choking on the Chamud Daniel. Definitely, I think Shaul Kugler argues and says that it should be the same halacha. It has to be Dal Al Dal even there. But he thought from this line of Gemara, you would be in the Medayik that Chazir Musa is good enough also for Mezuzah. So we thought maybe also by Sukkah. Chazir Musa for Sukkah. And the Svara is good. But the Yerushalmi, according to the Gra, the Yerushalmi is saying not that way. But we want to argue, even according to the Gra, when it comes to Erev, the Erev Yehuda would agree could even be good enough with Zayin Al Zayin. Okay.
Do you want to see